For the University of Michigan News Service, I'm Nicole Cassell Moore. In commemoration of the 40th anniversary of the first lunar landing, I'll discuss the significance of the Apollo 11 mission with Professor Tony England. He's a former astronaut who was Associate Dean for Academic Affairs at the College of Engineering. So first of all, I have to ask, what is it like to be in space, and what kind of perspective does that give you?
I am not a science fiction buff. I have read it, but you couldn't call me a Trekkie. So when I flew in space, I was interested in the science perspective, but I found that the Earth orbit experience, and that's all the further I got, was so comfortable and so interesting that I came down with the sense that humans do have a future in space.
Landing a human on the moon, what effect do you think that has had on science and technology over the past 40 years?
I think the process of getting there has had a big effect. I think the almost the more interesting thing, though, is how it's changed our perspective of sort of the universe. It's both gotten bigger and smaller. The moon now seems accessible and relatively understood by most of us, but we're much more aware of how big the universe is.
How do you think space travel and manned space travel should fit into our national goals in the decades to come?
Mm-hmm. The part of what we know is probably almost best served by the robotic exploration and the telescopes. But there's an issue of what is the human sphere? Where can we live and thrive? We're very interested in where we came from. You know, did we evolve from the monkeys, so to speak? And so I think it's the same kind of question applies to where we're going. Are we always effectively confined to the Earth with the idea, yeah, we can send out human probes someplace, but it's like diving to the bottom of the ocean. We'll probably never build a city on the bottom of the ocean either. Or will we at some point actually, whether it's colonizing Mars or just having a very large vehicle that travels great distances where maybe most of someone's life is spent on the vehicle, will that kind of thing happen? I didn't really think so too much before my flight, but after my flight, I'm more inclined to think it's possible, and I think it's that question that we explore when we invest in human spaceflight. It's what is the future of humans beyond the Earth? Is there, in fact, a future for us?
Do you think there is?
I'm inclined to think there is, but that's an emotional response. The scientific response is, boy, there's some big issues involved with this that we have to understand.
Where do you think the nation should be setting its scientific sights today?
When we think of NASA in space, I think that it has got to be shared between the robotic exploration and the telescopes on one hand. And the true challenges for human spaceflight involve long-duration flight to distant places, and the distant place that is most appealing is Mars. So I think that human spaceflight should be focused on that, even recognizing that in the budget environment we have, even at $18 billion, which sounds like a lot of money, it will take a long time to get to Mars. I don't think it's an Apollo-type program. I don't think it justifies that level of effort. I think the challenge of the energy and environment right now, energy and sustainability, are Apollo challenges. I mean, you got to remember, Apollo really wasn't to get to the moon. Apollo was to demonstrate a technology that could effectively trump the Russian threat. There's not that need today. The equivalent today is energy and managing the climate risk. And NASA can contribute to that, but that's not its central mission. Having said these things, I really want to emphasize that I believe that the human spaceflight is a grand endeavor, and being part of the Apollo program and then later the shuttle program, I'm just very proud of being able to work with those people because they were really good. And there's the same kind of talent there now and the same kind of enthusiasm.
I've been talking with Tony England, Associate Dean for Academic Affairs at the University of Michigan College of Engineering and a professor in the departments of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science and Atmospheric, Oceanic, and Space Sciences.